KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear now and 67 degrees. We could see some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, we expect partly cloudy skies, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping Western Iowa News, a collision between a car and a semi late Monday morning in Carroll County resulted in the death of a woman from Kentucky. The Iowa State Patrol reports 29-year-old Tia Monique Newsom of Radcliffe, Kentucky, died at the scene of the crash. That happened around 11:43 a.m. at the intersection of County Road H-33 and East 18th Street in Carroll County. The patrol says Newsom was driving a 2007 Dodge Caliber eastbound on East 18th Street and failed to stop at the posted intersection. Her car ran into the side of a southbound 2006 Peterbilt semi driven by 24-year-old Cody Michael Farrell of Glidden. Farrell was not injured in the crash. Following the collision, the Dodge came to rest in the west ditch. The semi came to rest on the shoulder of the road. Red Oak police report a woman was arrested on assault and other charges early this morning. 29-year-old Mildred Eleonora Douglas of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:34 a.m. on active warrants for domestic abuse, assault, second offense, and violation of a no-contact order. She was additionally faces a new violation of no-contact order charge. Douglas was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County were dispatched at around 9:30 p.m. Monday to a situation in Prescott involving what was called a potentially dangerous individual. A caller said there was a bald man, possibly in his 30s or 40s, walking around outside and shouting that he was going to start killing people. Adams County deputies located and detained 40-year-old Casey Klaser of West Des Moines in the 400 block of 6th Avenue in Prescott. Upon further investigation, Klaser was arrested for possession of a controlled substance second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday evening reported five arrests took place last week at around 12:20 a.m. on Wednesday, August 7th. 31-year-old Jose Stephen Bernal Miller of Hardington, Nebraska, was arrested in Orient on a charge of public intoxication after he parked his vehicle on private property, then walked around on the street in the area of South Oak Street and Highway 25 in Orient. Bernal Miller told authorities that he did not know how he arrived at his current location. He said he'd been drinking with friends and was left behind. The man was brought to the Adair County Jail and released later in the day on a $3,000 cash or surety bond. At around 3:20 p.m. Wednesday, Greenfield police arrested 41-year-old Jason Dean Half of Greenfield on an Adair County warrant for possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Half was released a few hours later on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. A little after 11 p.m. on August the 5th, 41-year-old Brandy Sue Whitney of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. She was released shortly thereafter on $1,000 bond. At around 3:15 a.m. on August the 5th, 29-year-old Justin Lee Whipple of Perry was arrested for OWI third offense and driving while barred. He was taken into custody following an investigation into a possible motor vehicle accident at the 1300 block of the Stewart Road in Stewart. A caller told authorities the vehicle was a 2003 Chevy Monte Carlo SS and that belonged to Justin's father. The same vehicle was found in a driveway to a wind turbine located in the vicinity of the reported accident. Justin Whipple was identified as the driver. He told an Adair County deputy that he hit a very big deer and admitted to having taken the vehicle from his father without permission. Earlier that same evening, Stewart police took a report of a road rage incident involving a vehicle matching the description of the Monte Carlo. The victim of the incident described the driver and vehicle, which matched Whipple and the car. Whipple's preliminary breath test showed a blood alcohol content of 0.08. After he was transported to the Adair County Jail, a second breath sample resulted in a BAC of 0.219, or more than twice the legal limit. Whipple was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Monday arrested 71-year-old Philip Eugene Holmes of Clarinda. He was arrested at the Page County Courthouse on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and trespassing. Holmes was had posted a $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Also in Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston yesterday released additional information concerning the crash of a stolen vehicle that took place Friday morning. Authorities said the pursuit of the vehicle occupied by two students who had absconded Thursday from the Clarinda Academy began at 5:15 a.m. After officers located the vehicle, 1-year-old Philip Eugene Holmes of Clarinda. He was arrested at the Page County Courthouse on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and trespassing. Holmes was had posted a $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Also in Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston yesterday released additional information concerning the crash of a stolen vehicle that took place Friday morning. Authorities said the pursuit of the vehicle occupied by two students who had absconded Thursday from the Clarinda Academy began at 5:15 a.m. After officers located the vehicle within the Creston city limits, the 2016 Chevy Silverado pickup had been stolen out of Clarinda. The vehicle fled during a traffic stop and was engaged in a pursuit. The chase ended when the pickup crashed near Afton. 15-year-old Timothy Michael Nelson of Sway City suffered suspected serious and incapacitating injuries. A passenger, 13-year-old Frank James Fisher of Lake Andes, South Dakota, was also injured and transported by helicopter to the same hospital as Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Both teens were wearing their seatbelts. The truck sustained $40,000 damage when it went airborne and crashed into a ditch and was considered to be a total loss. Taking a look at our funeral announcements, Brett Allen Peterson, age 54, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Brett Peterson will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Shirley Chalfont, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Shirley Chalfont will be held today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roland Peterson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died August 3rd. A celebration of life for Roland Peterson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the West Side Church in Fremont, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Beverly J. Brown, age 75, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Beverly Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Laverne John Schuning, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Laverne Schuning will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Bernice Barat, age 98, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July 12. Funeral services for Bernice Barat will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. And Richard Tibkin, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Richard Tibkin are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.